Good evening. Welcome to the Massapequa School District Board of Education Committee of the Whole Meeting for September 19th, 2017. Our opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice this meeting has been provided by publication at Asbury Park Press, CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Massapequa and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call Sandy, please.
Mrs. Passone. Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley. Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Loffredo.
Here.
Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino. Mr. Vitale.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Our mission statement, Massapequa School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public, oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at the public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Since this is the committee of the whole meeting, next week we will ask for a motion to accept the minutes of the August 15th meetings. We will have a student board representative report next weekend, and we will certainly have presentations next weekend, one of them being the, what do we call it, dedication?
Yes,
the ribbon cutting ceremony on this beautiful facility we're in right now. And the members of Mr. Raffetto's family will be here so we can thank them in person for their donation. I will now turn over the committee of the whole discussions items to Dr. Cage.
Why, thank you. This particular painting to our left is something that the district brought here for two reasons. One, because Linda McGowan is a resident of Manasquan, and it's entitled The Perfect Day. And as we start tonight in our new facility, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for having me here, because majority of my days in Manasquan are perfect days. And it's nice to be able to look at that and realize that.
But are they on the beach or are they here in the building?
In the building till 4 and on the beach between 4 and 6. And then back in district again if we have any events that night. Also, I would like to focus underneath education, curriculum, and technology. We're currently renovating, in the process of renovating, the alternative school. And it's something I would like to talk about. Plans in 2 years would be to use that space for an educational purpose. Right now, we need transitional classroom space. In lieu of putting in the referendum, a proposal for relocatables, which would cost us anywhere from $150,000 to $300,000. Lynn, is that number correct?
Yes, for the time period that we would need them.
I thought it would be more applicable for us to renovate that space, move classrooms, classes out there, utilize that, and then after the renovation project is over, have a discussion as to what we would like to utilize that for. I have some ideas, and at that particular time, we can talk about it. Why am I bringing it up now? Because of the representative costs of that particular space, and of the safety concerns I have. Now, when I say safety concerns, students will have to travel from inside the building to the alternative school once we get that space up and going. And there's several ways we can facilitate keeping them safe. We can put a keypad on that door just to quickly go through it so that students will have access to come in, or I can man that with personnel. And I particularly feel more comfortable manning it with personnel. So the traffic pattern of the students leaving the building, going to that space and coming back, I can have a staff member there for them, both leaving and coming back. So since this is a committee of a whole, I wanted questions about this. We could, renovating that space would be a change order for the referendum. That's how we're approaching it as we speak. The cost I would like to discuss with you, but we don't have the final cost of that now. It's going to be in the vicinity of, Lynn, I'm thinking maybe between $100,000 and $160,000,
yes,
to renovate that space. And I think tonight is a good time to take a look at this as an example. This particular space was renovated for a cost of our cost, I'm going to say around $255,000. Realistically speaking, if we were to pay for everything that was in here, it's more like $500,000. Lynn?
Yes.
If I'm wrong, you said, tell me I'm wrong. You do it frequently.
The joint cost between the endowment and the Board of Ed is the, you say the cost, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we'll that'll be in the resolution and everything. So I think $160,000 to renovate that space. We've already taken all the asbestos and all the mold. We've fixed the one wall that was in question. And now it's ready for the rest of the renovations. The new bathrooms, when I say new bathrooms, just to renovate the bathrooms, as well as to put a new floor in, a new HVAC system in there, and new sheetrock. So any contaminant that would affect students is gone. We've had the state come down and look at the space, not to give me final approval, so they know they can anticipate me asking them to come back and look at the final project. The ceiling height is fine. It's like 10 feet high. We're going to have to put a ramp for accessibility for handicap there. Questions? Yes.
A couple of applications. What would be the number of classrooms that would be in that footprint? And the second question there would be, and what would be the student traffic expected for those classrooms?
002 currently holds 5 classrooms, one every period. The student population in that area ranges from 18 to 23. Those are the classrooms that will be moving out to the alternative space once it's constructed. If the board feels that this plan is not applicable or acceptable, I'm going to have to look at a plan B, because in order to do the renovations on the inside of the building for the demolition, 002 has to be vacated. Those classes have to go. We have options.
What is 002?
Is it
a regular classroom?
It's a regular classroom that we utilized for a health room for a long time. It was one of the classrooms that I had proposed creating a science lab in if the referendum was not successful, because of where the sewer, the water, and the size of it was. So it's right across from the van room downstairs.
So just one classroom out there?
Just one classroom out there. Mm-hmm. With bathrooms.
Are there bathrooms out there?
There are bathrooms out there. They have to be renovated, however. That was used back in the 70s and 80s.
Is that where we keep all the equipment right now?
All the equipment has been moved.
But it used to be. That's that building there,
the building. There's a classroom, mm-hmm, there's a hallway, there's bathrooms, and then there's a storage area in the back. And there are still things there.
Mm-hmm. That was being used until
in the 80s. It was journalism. It was warrior.
Yeah.
They printed the newspaper out there.
Oh, they printed the newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there, it was an alternative school in the year.
So it was a classroom space before. Yeah.
No, but it was 2007. It was still there for sure.
Yeah.
Right, and then they stopped using it, and then. So, how did we come about with the price? because I know we spoke about this last week, and it's higher than it was.
Right.
When we originally said it was.
What we did was we, again, we turned it over to the Kappa Construction, who would do, currently doing the project.
All right, so this is a cost, an estimate from him, from that company.
Right. The construction managers are currently looking at it and trying to cut it back. So I don't have the concrete price right now, what it would cost. So it's being itemized out.
So if we do it through the referendum, do we have that money? We have money in the referendum to do that extra work?
Yes, we do have money that we could utilize in the referendum for that. Lynn?
Yes, correct.
You want to just give me a little more?
Certainly. We have contingency funds that are inside Kappa's contract, and we also have a bid that came in, or not a bid, yes, I'm sorry, a bid that came in under budget. We'll be finalizing a payment to that contractor, which is Premier Security. They came in well under budget, and we feel there will be some contingency funds that are part of their contract right now that they will not be using, which those funds would then return back to the district.
Okay. So when would you plan to start using that building?
My plan was to start using it October 1st.
Oh, okay.
But that's not going to be realistic. I think that November 1st would be when we'd start utilizing that building.
Until they do the demolition on 002, you don't need it, right?
Correct.
What?
When is the construction starting in the 002 area?
So the old,
in other words, that's, I think, when we would have to have...
Right. Construction is currently going on in the hallways by the gym, and they've always started outside as well. However, 002 can't happen until they have finalized plans that are signed by the permit person in Wall. He went on vacation for a week, so he'll be back next week, and he's going to sign them then. Then they're going to be ready to go in and get their equipment to start this. So I between 2 and 3 weeks, I can see them getting ready to do that.
But November would be sufficient for moving the students out of that area?
Phil Kappa told me that he only needs a week to do that room. Now, I don't know if that's real, but that's what he told me.
Wow.
Because it's ready for sheetrock, it's ready to go. It's been all demoed, and they just have to get in there and do that thing.
So the room will be ready? Will the bathrooms be ready?
The bathrooms have to be ready, because I won't get a final permit for that from the state unless the bathrooms are ready.
So he can do everything in a week?
I don't think so. I'm just letting you know what he told me.
What he told you.
Yeah, I disagree with that. So I think it's going to take between 2 and 3 weeks to finish it. So I think we'll need every day in the month of October for this.
Long term, when we don't need that space, what are some of the options that space can be used for, and can it save the district money in the long run?
Well, one of the things that I've always talked about was bringing students back to district, but you can't just have a magic wand and say you're going to bring students back to district who are out for different reasons for classifications. You have to set a classroom up so it's conducive to what they were getting outside. Now, we have a teacher who could develop an alternative school for us, who has the credentials right on staff. What I would like to talk about is one of the options is developing an alternative school there to bring students back in district and would save us some money. How many and who? That's got to be a discussion that we have, because parents have to be part of that. We have to plan for this over the next 2 years so parents know we're developing this. So that's one of the things I've been thinking of. It's a nice space to also take one of the academies and put the academies there if we wanted to do that. But I would like to generate some type of income back for us over the long haul, and I think making it a space for special education children would benefit us. But the plans have to be developed over 2 years. We just can't say it's going to happen like that.
Has Mrs. Pollack given an idea of how many students? Because when that was the alternative school, previously it was merged. It was Wall students. It was Wall students, Manasquan students, and I believe some other sending districts. I mean, not sending districts. It's an outside placement. And the Wall paid for the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Manasquan housed the building. But they didn't have enough to have it just be one. Has Mrs. Pollack given any idea of Because you're going to have different grade levels, you're going to have different needs and...
I haven't even broached that subject. All I've done is seen that we do have a staff member who could do this. I also looked at the list of students that we have out of district now, but we're looking at a two-year projection. I don't know how many we'll have in 2 years either. And we have the minimum of 5 that could benefit from this. And, it, and as you know, it's going to be multi-grade. It's just not going to be, you know, one grade. So, and that's done in many districts. So it's something I think we can explore. But that was one of the utilizations I could see for it after the construction was done. Questions?
So the 160,000 would fit about whatever it is. 180, 200, whatever.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, it fits within the referendum amount, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 160 is the high number. It should be less than 160.
But that fits within a referendum amount.
Yes.
You just find that money somewhere, some other line item. Mm-hmm.
And the referendum question was written in such a way where we can utilize those funds for that.
And it's one classroom and 2 bathrooms?
One classroom and 2 bathrooms. And I'd also like to see those bathrooms utilized during football games as well. Soccer games, lacrosse games, any type of activity that we have, band competitions on the athletic field.
Can they be that they're double doored so that during the sporting events, they're the classroom shut off? So we're not having 200 people traipsing through a classroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of the things we've talked about. Okay? Thank you. We'll talk about personnel in executive session. As you've seen on the Friday packet, you had several policies that are up for revision, and all of them are mandated except for one, and I have that in there because I think it's applicable to us and that we can utilize it. That's the school closings, as well as the regs are here. Any questions at all about those? There was nothing to choose, and it's basically pretty straightforward. So you have no choices. There are no options. We have one policy to be abolished, and it was also in your packet. And if there are no questions about policy, I think we're up to finance and agenda items. Lynn?
Thank you. Under finance, on page 6, agenda item number 26, regarding the executed temporary note, there's a resolution that outlines the terms of the temporary note executed to fund the referendum project. At the last board meeting, the board authorized Mr. Pellegrino and I to sign the note in between board meetings, which we did. This is a short-term note that comes due on September 9th, 2018. Any questions on that? Regarding the forensic audit that we had completed on the central fund account has been completed and it came back positive. We included the results in a Friday packet and they're also posted on OneNote this evening. Were there any questions from the board about the audit? And then moving on to building and grounds, just to piggyback on what Dr. Cajun discussed regarding the renovation of the alternative school, we need to submit the project to the Department of Education. So this evening on page 6, agenda item number 27, we're asking for action tonight so we can submit the project to the Department of Education. They require a certified resolution to go with the package. The resolution also includes the updating to our long-range facility plan to include the renovation to the alternative school. Are there any questions on that action item? Thank you.
I just want to circle back to the forensic audit for a second. I held my breath with that audit coming back, and I was very proud of the district with the results of that audit. I mean, except for a couple of bumps in the road, I think that the staff here, I know the staff here, and this proves it, are very focused and very serious about the collection of monies and the dealings with student activities. So I was very happy with the results of this particular audit. It showed us exactly what we wanted to see. And we were very open with it. We gave them all the records they needed, and we asked them to just give us the results, and they did that. So it was really excellent. With that, I have the superintendent's report. You also have the example of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to be corrected because he passed away in August of 2016.
Okay. So and we'll make sure that's done for next week. Take a note of that, Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the reason we're here before the ribbon cutting is because we did have a building use form, and Lee Weiser was just here, and he was utilizing the auditorium, and I really didn't want to displace him and felt that, you know, we could practice tonight before the ribbon cutting by being here and having our board meeting. So that's why we're here this evening.
Superintendent's report.
We don't have a superintendent's report because of the committee of the whole, and I'll have it next week.
Brings us to our first public forum. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Though the board encourages public participation, reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that takes us to the motions for next week. We will be taking action tonight on number 12. I would recommend approval of the following student teacher placements for the fall 2017 semesters, Julie Temple and Molly Reed. Do we have a motion to approve number 12? Ms. Passone, second. Mr. LaFredo, any questions? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie.
We will also. Does anyone have any question on items 13 through 20 for next week? Okay, we'll need to take action on item 21 this evening. Recommend approval of the attendance of staff members at conferences and workshops indicated below, professional days. Do we have a motion for number 21? Ms. Passone, second. Mr. Cattani, any question on the professional days? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Any question on items 22 through 25 for next week? That takes us to the Manasquan Senate District items. We will be taking action on number 26 and 27. Does anybody need either one of those separated out? Do we have a motion to approve 26 and 27? Mr. Vitale, second. Ms. Passone, any questions on 26 or 27? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie.
Does anyone have any question on the sending district items 28 through 47? Item 48 is an action item this evening, professional days for the high school. Do we have a motion to approve number 48? Mrs. Muley, second. Mr. Vitale, any questions? Sandy?
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Any questions for next week on 49 or 50? Number 51 is an action item this evening for for the placement of students on home instruction. Do we have a motion to approve number 51? Mr. Warren, second. Mr. Catani, any questions? Sandy?
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
And lastly, next week we'll be asking everyone to approve the financials. Does anyone have any question on 52? That brings us to old and new business. Does anyone have any old or new business they would like to discuss? I would just like to say that went to the soccer game last week and the football game on Saturday, and the custodial staff and the grounds crew were doing it. And I had more people come up to me in the last 5 days to say how phenomenal the field looked. It looked great. It did. It was perfect there, you know, weather-wise Saturday, and the place looks phenomenal.
The grass looks good.
Oh, it looks great. It really does. And the whole place looked great. I mean, the place looks better than it's ever looked, I can say.
Where are we at with the track? Has it been recoated? I know that you were talking about the change.
One more coat.
More coat?
And the bags of the substance is on a track as we speak, ready to get put down. I'm going to turn it over to Lynn, because you've done such a great job with getting that bright color.
Thanks. Actually, they were supposed to start yesterday, but with the rain, they cannot lay the top surface. So yesterday and today were a wash. We expect them back tomorrow. They have the rest of the week with the exception of Thursday afternoon because we have a game on the field, and they have next the 26th and 27th as rain dates. So we expect to have the top layer finished by the beginning of next week. They really only need 2 days. So if we get two dry days out of those days that I just mentioned, we'll be good. And then they'll send the striper. Striper will come in, and the day that the lines are placed on the track. We'll be meeting with Mr. Cahill, and he can invite track coaches, you know, to the meeting, and we'll lay out the striping package. We have a sample of what it should look like, but they will actually lay it out with us right there, and we'll have input while that happens.
Do we have, like, what is the protocol for, like, the maintenance of the track? Like, walking on it? Are we getting covers for it? Are we getting things for, like, are we getting... usually tracks have covers for, like, where the kids stand if they...
We're using the mats that we use for graduation as a crossover.
Okay.
And we will not be having any heavy equipment or vehicles going on the track. So, you know, the cleats, any kind of heels, they should be using the crossover to get into the center, the solid area.
But that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Carts and stuff like that, because
there's
driving on it. I mean, my thought is just that how much money was just spent on that? I don't think you're supposed to be driving on a track.
When you say driving on, they're driving on the golf carts.
The carts,
So I think that we should get some type of coverage for that. About that.
Okay.
So we should put that in the budget.
Or they shouldn't be driving. I mean, is there still access down below that they can go on?
They can take the gravel road around the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just want that to last.
Yes, but absolutely. And I did...
And cleats, right? The cleats aren't supposed to be
no.
out, right?
No.
So
nope.
Will the football team... Because the for soccer and lacrosse and everything, that's fine because the benches are usually on the grass. But when the football team, because they're so big, there's so many of them,
mm-hmm.
will they have a mat to stand on?
Well, they have to. I think from our discussion right now, I think that's a great point. Yeah. But we're remiss if we don't put a mat out there.
Yeah.
So, yes. Good. With that, on the personnel, one of the personnel items that we will discuss potentially is the director of school counseling services, and we'll talk about that in executive tonight. But I just want to introduce everyone to our potential candidate who's here this evening. Leslie Kenny is here from Colesnick, and if you wonder who was sitting in the first row, it was she. So I just want to introduce you to her. And also, if you look on the screen behind me, you're going to eventually be seeing pictures. And I just wanted to go over these pictures quickly because they deal with the renovation project. And I saved them for the old and new business honestly, because I forgot to do them with the superintendent's report. And also, if Barbara has anything to add about ROTC or anything tonight, we can do that old and new business, because I asked you to investigate that. As you can see behind me, there's a picture of a crane and a trees. There are several trees that are going to be removed and or trimmed and protected. And they're going to be doing that this week. Now, we had talked about this before. This isn't something that's new. But I wanted the board to see it tonight in case you took umbrage to it or you really wanted to say save the tree one final time. And I'd say to you, we really can't, although I'd love to, because of the foundation that needs to be put in as the building comes out and put the second story on.
Did you say you're replanting them?
No, you're not. The one on the left. Did somebody just say I'm killing them on tape? I am not killing the trees.
I don't know how you would move those trees.
Well, you could. You take a big bucket in.
How much does that cost?
Right, yes. It's over $1,000, more than that.
Oh.
I was just, you know, I was trying to keep my number.
I think your number would be like $10,000. I think $1,000 for removing the tree.
Did we relocate the plaque for the class of whatever it was that dedicated?
They're going to replant a tree somewhere else, right, with the plaque?
With the plaque, yes. And also the big tree on the right-hand side will be trimmed, and we're going to try to protect it. But one of the pillars that are going in for the second floor is going to be close to it. So it's very possible that it does pass. But we're going to try to make it so it doesn't. So I did say pass. If you turn the page, please let's turn the page. You see the possible location for a camera option number one. And one of the things that Jesse currently is actively engaged in is trying to get a lower cost of a camera to put on the elementary school so we have a 24/7 feed of everything that's happening with the building project that you could go to either an app on your cell phone or to the web and actually see it. Still photographs. I like to say live, but they're actually not live. Jesse, go ahead.
Time-lapse
photographs. You want to say anything about it, or
no,
did I destroy it well enough?
It'll be the next year's trend, like the giraffe.
Yeah. No, we're looking at a couple different options. We have quotes from two vendors, both of which are similar, but you know, obviously the challenge of putting the camera on the roof is how to secure it, how to power it, how to get internet connection to it, you know, all that. So that's what we're trying to work through here, to find the cheapest but, you know, most stable way.
And then the next slide shows the possible camera option number two. So I thought that was important that we see those tonight, for the aspect of the trees as well as for the understanding that we are going to try to get the community as actively engaged as possible with the project, even though we have a big fence up with a tarp. So with that, if you could just quickly ROTC and anything about International Baccalaureate, I know we're going to do that next week, but go ahead.
Okay.
Before we do that, can I just ask on the project? Is there a way, one question I get asked all the time, besides the PowerPoints and all that, is just a quick one-page snapshot of the schedule and where we're at?
Of course. And we'll put that on the website.
I think you put it on the website. If everybody wants to know, what step is at what place? I mean, we're talking about 10 bullet points.
And we have that. Lynn, we have that, right?
Yes.
You had to have it for your submission.
Yeah.
Every time there's a presentation by Mr. Notley, and there'll be one in another one a week from tonight, that presentation has gone on our website. But I'll ask him if he can do a one-pager
schedule. Right there, schedule.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a 10-page PowerPoint.
I know.
Yeah.
The dates are in there, I know, but everybody's short attention.
Point well taken.
We'll
do. We could do that.
Okay.
Good. Yes, Donna?
No, go ahead. I'll ask him. I'm sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe that some documents were uploaded for you, or they're in your folders on the computer, about personalized learning, the International Baccalaureate, what we're doing with the Public Safety Academy and Brookdale. And I will talk in detail about all of those programs next week. So we look through the materials. If you have any questions for next week, I'll go through everything with some additional information that I looked at more recently about what Princeton is doing with their school their junior school and how they're doing international baccalaureate. So we'll look at that. As far as ROTC is bringing it, trying to bring it into district, we would need space. They supply the officers, the retired officers who come in and teach the courses. They teach their curriculum. There is a fee. How much depends on the experience and the salary that the retired officer is getting, and then they balance that as an equation that they use as to what the district would be responsible for in paying the teaching staff that they send in. Right now, they're not starting any new units in any districts. Mr. Coppola reached out to Walt because they do have ROTC there to see if we could share services. Their superintendent said that she would be fine with that. What she would need to know is whether our students would want to be full-time students at Walt or they would just be attending the ROTC courses, and then they would come up with that.
Nobody wants to be a full-time student at Walt. The full-time student at Manasquan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our students are here. That's off the record. Not write that. Yeah, please. I love you, okay? Don't write that. Because Wall is great, but Manasquan is Manasquan. We're magical.
And we want them to stay at Manasquan.
Yes.
So, you know, that's how we would have to go if we wanted to investigate it, right? You know,
Mrs. Muley, you come?
Well, you turn red, though. I apologize, Heather.
I was supposed to ask this under old and new, but this is really for Jesse. You know, on the app for the phone, you can go and get the district calendar?
Yes.
Two parents complained to me this week that don't have smartphones, and if you go on the website, it's not there. Is that true?
That the district calendar is not there?
Yeah.
No, in fact, the app feeds directly from the calendar that's on the website, so there is some calendar.
No, but I mean, the one that tells when the kids are off from school, that little...
Kids, no, there's definitely a school calendar.
The school calendar.
No, it listed all the events for the day, but two parents said they couldn't find the calendar.
It's definitely there, because that's where I always go to.
Like the school year calendar that I would be.
It says you're off on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right on our homepage.
I check it on the regular for February break, but I'm trying to.
It's definitely there. Was the new one put up, though, with the 29th off?
Yes.
But I think, Donna, you're talking about the app, right?
No.
No,
just the regular calendar.
If they don't have the app.
People do not have smartphones, and both said they could not locate the calendar, and I just thought out of nowhere, maybe it went off, or it was just some odd.
Yeah, I know for sure it's there, because I printed it out yesterday. I need
from
a couple.
The app or from the?
From the web. From the web.
Okay.
But before we move, I need to hear from the board, because I really think that if Wall has this,
they have an excellent
and
program
if
too.
The superintendent's open,
they have an excellent program.
I would love to partner with them. I don't want to recreate the wheel, but I want to offer our students an opportunity, and they could. And if she's open to just having ROTC classes,
he's excellent.
There.
If it's the same teacher that was there, he's excellent.
So
excellent.
Would we be okay with that?
I've always heard great things about that.
Life changing for some kids.
Yeah, I will explore that, because right away you think it's just natural to have it as part of the public service academy, but we don't need to do that. I have no problem sharing with Wall the way we share with Point Pleasant Beach.
Well, especially if we're thinking about bringing an alternative school back.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Are we done with that?
Barbara, I think we're good.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I had the opportunity to attend the Wounded Warriors Parade, which was amazing. It's moving. It's great to see the high school kids out there, the elementary school kids, posters and everything, and to see the troops high-fiving them. One area that I just wanted to bring up was having the kids sitting there while cars are still driving
scares
by.
Me to death.
I think, I know the state troopers sponsor it, but if we could get the town police to close off Broad Street before they're even out there.
Every year they do that, and Joe, you're spot on. As I stood there with the mayor, he apologized because the state police was supposed to do it. They came late this year.
Yeah, I noticed cars were still coming in when they were walking down, but even that aside, when kids are sitting there and standing there, I don't think any cars should be driving.
I agree.
Okay.
And so does the mayor. He was there.
Okay, great.
Thank you for bringing that up.
They said, they spend the whole weekend in Seagirt, and I talked to Mr. Gleason, who coordinates it, and he said the highlight for those guys is that parade. They love it.
They were reporting the kids.
Yeah, they love it.
It was moving.
Yeah.
It really was.
I wasn't here in the beginning, but this looks fantastic. It really is. Very bright.
You're going to get your light truck there, right?
I love those chandeliers.
Hideous, right?
But you don't like that?
I love those chandeliers.
I mean...
They're mad, they don't, crystal little knot, they don't even fit.
I think they grow on you.
No?
They look like Copernicus or Galileo. They're long and learning, and learning.
Yeah. They were a donation from the people that, that gave us all the money to do this beautiful renovation.
No, they were not.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
Why would I make that up?
I love them.
It was their idea, that was their idea, that was the finishing, that was what they thought finished it all perfectly.
They look like a fish out of water, they don't even fit in this whole decor.
I think they grow on you.
I think they soften.
I like...
I think they look different when the tables are there as opposed to the way we're looking at them now.
Right.
Do we take them home and let them grow with the grow rock or something?
I love those chandeliers, I'd have them in my house in a heartbeat.
Okay.
And I'm sure they're very expensive.
It is a perfect day.
That was a lovely gift.
Alrighty. All that being said, that brings us to our second public forum. Any items, agenda or otherwise, for anyone from the vast public like to be heard? Seeing no one. Executive session, whereas the Senate and the Byron and Bear Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides Massachusetts Board of Education to hold an executive session for which public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act, whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Massachusetts Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Massachusetts, New Jersey, discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which public meeting the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. Whereas the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Massachusetts Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session and discuss the following items. Number 1, confidential matters per statute or court order, which is a student matter. And number 8, personnel matters involving hiring, resignations, and leave of absence. Items discussion in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes for public session. Do we have that motion to go to the executive session? Mrs. Mueller, second. Mr. Catani, all those in favor? The ayes have it.
All right.
Brings us to item 56, Manasquan personnel. Recommend approval of the September 19th, 2017 elementary school personnel as per document. Is that a 1? Document 1. We have a motion for Manasquan Elementary School personnel. Mrs. Mueller, second. Mr. Catani, any questions on document 1? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mueller.
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Manasquan Assembly District's personnel, document B, recommend approval of the September 19, 2017 high school personnel as per document B. We have a motion for that. Mrs. Mueller, second. Mr. Vitale, any questions on the high school personnel? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fury.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mueller.
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Vitale, second. Mr. Fury, all those in favor?
Why is 1-1 then?